Welcome to In Depth with Academia. I'm Richard Price, CEO of academia.edu, and today we're diving into an intriguing and really expansive paper by Ruku Ayanson called Tepotama o Te Ora Maramataka Integration. We'll be exploring how the Maramataka, which is the traditional Maori lunar calendar from Aotearoa, New Zealand, gets woven into a modern framework for wellness with nine different dimensions. Yeah, you heard me, nine, all connected to holistic Maori health. So that's a lot, but I promise we're going to keep it approachable, friendly, and as always, I'll just be walking you through it from a neutral perspective. Think of this as an invitation for you to reflect rather than a final truth. Okay, core question time. The real heart of this paper is, what happens if we integrate Maramataka, the Maori lunar calendar, into Tepotama o Te Ora, a super broad wellness framework? Why should you care? Well, it's significant because even though Western health systems have sometimes, you know, borrowed ideas from lots of places, they've historically sidelined indigenous rhythms and ways of knowing. And for people living in Aotearoa, New Zealand, or really anywhere that's wrestling with reconnecting to environment or identity, this is about seeing health as more than medicine or tofu smoothies, right? It's about reconnecting to nature, to cycles, to community, and maybe to yourself in a deeper way. So what exactly did Ruku Ayanson look at? The paper breaks things down into four main lunar phases: waxing, full, waning, and dark moon, which the Maramataka recognizes and then aligns each with the nine, seriously nine, dimensions of Tepotama o Te Ora, or TPO for short. These dimensions cover physical wellness, emotional and spiritual stuff, wanao, which is family or social wellness, but also digital well-being, financial wellness, food sovereignty, environmental connection, and even the deepest things like identity and purpose. Kind of wild, right? That wellness could be so multidimensional. And the Maramataka isn't just about matching up some calendar dates to gym days. It's built on hundreds of years of observation, watching how the moon impacts fishing, planting, energy, spiritual practices, and honestly, everything. So Ayanson argues that TPO can plug into these phases so that, for instance, you might be encouraged to do heavy lifting physically or even financially when the moon is waxing and energy is growing. When it's full moon, well, that's a bright time for big communal stuff, spiritual ceremonies, sharing food, connecting with friends, or wanao, the waning moon. That's all about reflection, reviewing finances, healing, kind of pulling back, consolidating, and the dark moon, omutu, traditionally, that's tapu or sacred, a time to go inward, do deep spiritual or emotional work, maybe take a digital detox or fast from certain habits. You can already see where this is going, right? What does this mean for you? Well, whether you're tuning in from Aotearoa or from a city half a world away, the message is you don't have to treat wellness as this isolated individual project that you do with a Fitbit, not a dig at Fitbit, but maybe as something that's tethered to rhythms much, much older than your calendar app. And just so I'm not glossing over any details, the author emphasizes the importance of not treating digital tools like Maramataka calendars as just convenient tech, but thinking about how Maori communities want to steward and safeguard this knowledge. It's about cultural sovereignty, not just wellness apps. There are real tensions around digitizing indigenous systems, and Ruku Ayanson points to care principles, making sure indigenous people actually lead and control how their knowledge gets shared online. I kind of wonder what would happen if, say, Siri gave you a lunar wellness tip for your day, but that's like probably not what the paper is after. What stands out here, well, for me, but mostly for you as a listener, is the idea that being well isn't just hitting your step goal or getting a raise, but that maybe it's about how you connect with environment, history, time, technology, and even your own sense of identity in a spiral rather than a straight line, like the lunar phases repeat, right? So every cycle, there's renewal, release, celebration, and rest. Kind of reminds me of how I always say I'll start meditating again after work calms down, except, you know, maybe the moon would get me to do it on schedule. Ha! Oh, I guess that's my digression for the day. Imagine, Richard Price, guided by the moon, finally achieving work-life balance. Ha! Anyway, as always, remember, I'm just presenting what the paper suggests. I'm not endorsing it. Academic work is about bringing you new frameworks to chew on, maybe challenge or adapt for your context. So, as you think about your own wellness, maybe ask, what rhythms do you ignore or embrace? Is there wisdom in tuning in to cycles bigger than our daily grind? Or is that just, you know, another way to organise your calendar? Thanks for joining me here on In Depth with Academia. Stay curious, keep questioning, and remember, there's no final answer, only the next idea. Until next time.